Okay. I like this one because it's at the back. Okay, let me begin. Okay, good evening, everyone. So just wanted to recap a little bit from last night. We said last night that we spoke about sweeping floors, and we said that if it's a dirt floor, one's definitely not allowed to sweep it, because sweeping a dirt floor improves the surface, and that's a malacha. It's indoor, if it's an indoor dirt floor, it's a malacha of bonet. So you can't do that for sure. If it's a covered floor, like paved or tiled or whatever it is, so according to the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, and I imagine that's how the Sfaradim would follow, then it's for sure okay. Once it's a paved floor or covered floor, tiled floor, it's okay to sweep it, regardless of whether everybody's floor is covered or you're the only one in town that has a covered floor. You could sweep your floor. But the Ramah holds, and that's the way Ashkenazim follow, that if many people have uncovered floors, then even if your floor is covered, it doesn't help. You can't sweep even a covered floor, according to the Ramah, unless you live in a place where the majority of people, if not everyone, has covered floors. Okay, so we do, Baruch Hashem, we live in such places. The floors are all covered, typically. Therefore, you're allowed to sweep a floor as long as it's covered with something like linoleum, tile, wood, etc. Not carpeting. Carpeting we'll get to, hopefully. That's a different topic. But it's covered with coverings like I just mentioned. You're allowed to sweep it on Shabbos. Okay. But that was only, I mentioned indoors. Outdoors, we said, well, according to the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, as long as it's paved, it's okay. So again, the Sfaradim probably would just follow that and say, as long as it's paved, it's okay. But according to the Ramah, no, because outdoors is typically not paved. The only thing we said was that maybe if it's adjacent to your house, it could be viewed as an extension of your house. And since the houses are all paved, they're all covered, so as long as the floor, which is adjacent to your house, the ground, I should say, which is adjacent to your house, is paved, there's a tzad, there is a svara to say you could sweep it. So we mentioned that it's certainly best to be machmer here, but there is what to rely on if necessary, like in a sukkah or something, if it got very bad on Yontif. On Chol HaMoed, there's no problem. You could sweep the floor. It's only Yontif or Shabbos. Okay, now one thing I want to mention now, which you did not mention last night, and that is even if it's a covered floor, let's say a paved floor outside, even if you'll say it's an extension of your house, or for that matter, the sidewalk. Sidewalks are all paved. That's what a sidewalk is. So, but it would still only be okay to sweep it if there aren't significant gaps between, let's say, stone and stone, or, you know, slab of concrete and slab of concrete. In other words, if it's completely straight and, level, or if there's like a small break in between. But if there are significant breaks in between, let's say it's stones or bricks, and in between each brick there's a significant gap, then for sure you can't sweep that, because again, then you have the dirt which is in between the bricks or the cement, where you run again into the issues of smoothing the surface. Okay, now what about washing floors? We spoke about sweeping, but what about washing a floor? Now, as soon as we talk about washing a floor, we say, well, one second, most of the conventional ways of washing floors are for sure not okay, because they involve squeezing. In other words, you using a mop, that's for sure not okay. You can't use a mop at all on Shabbos, because when you use a mop, it gets wet, and then you're squeezing the water out. Certainly in between, when you're cleaning in between, you intentionally squeeze it, but even just in the course of using it. So a mop or any other type of surface like that, a wet rag, wet shmat or anything, is for sure not okay to use on Shabbos. That's not even the discussion. The discussion is, let's say, washing a floor with something which is non-absorbent, like the Eretz Yisrael style, where they have, I think they call it sponger, they have these sticks with a rubber blade or whatever it is, a rubber piece at the end, which is not non-absorbent. And they use that to to wash their floor, put water on the floor, and use that thing to move it around and whatever it is exactly. My wife's saying they use it with a shmata. So then that's that. That's that. The discussion again. We're talking about using it, using something like that without any shmata, just a rubber or maybe plastic, if it would be a practical thing, something like that to clean the floor. That's the question. Is that okay or not? Now, again, if it's a dirt floor, well, I don't know what how much you don't do that much washing of a dirt floor, probably, but for sure not okay. But here, even the Shulchan Aruch, even the Machaber of the Shulchan Aruch agrees that even if it's a paved floor or a covered floor, it's not okay, because the and the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, because really Chachamim really didn't want us to clean the floors altogether, even if we have covered floors, so that we don't get confused between one floor and another. The way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, sweeping is okay. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the opinion that sweeping is okay, but that's only sweeping, because sweeping is considered much more of a tzorech. There's a much greater need to sweep the floor on Shabbos, because even if you swept the floor Shabbos, at the end of the Shabbos Suda, you could very well have a significant need to re-sweep, especially if you have small children, babies. Then everybody knows the floor after the end of one meal looks like it hasn't been swept in 3 weeks, and it very much needs sweeping. And it's a big, you know, it takes away from Shabbos a lot if you would not be able to sweep, and then especially have a second meal, and the floor could look quite not Shabbistic and not presentable. So sweeping they allowed according to the Mechaber, as long as your floor is paved, and according to the Ramah, as long as your floor is paved and the majority of the floors where you live are paved, but not washing. Washing is definitely not okay, just because you have a covered floor, you have linoleum in your dining room floor, you have wood, a wood floor. That for sure doesn't allow washing. The question is, though, can we still apply this second heter or the second stage and say, okay, that the fact that my floor is covered, that for sure is not okay when it comes to washing. But still in all, since if I live in a place where everybody's floors are covered, maybe it's still okay. That is a question in the poskim, how to understand the Mishnah Berurah on this topic. And the bottom line is, most of the poskim understand the Mishnah Berurah to be saying that it is usser. That when the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only sweeping was permitted because it's a much bigger tzarech, like I just explained, he's referring not only in the Mechaber's Shita, but even the Ramah Shita. You know, these technicalities, don't worry if you're not following the nuances. But the bottom line is, the way that the most of the Svarim discuss it, speak it out, they understand the Mishnah Berurah to be saying that even if you live in a place where most of the floors are covered, you're still not allowed to wash the floor. And that's how we're knowing. And remember again, most ways of washing the floor is anyway out of the question. Mopping the floor is out of the question anyway. Using a shmata, these things are anyway out of the question. The only question would be using something rubber, like I said. So even that, it is much better to follow the opinions which is the majority opinion, that understands that the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it is not okay to do that. That being said, there are those that say that if it's not a question of washing the whole floor, but let's say, you know, you swept the floor and it's okay, it looks pretty good now, but there's one spot there that something got on the floor, which is really not good, really messes up the floor, really dirty or whatever it is. And it's very offensive, or I don't know, maybe somebody dropped a whole can of orange juice concentrate and it dried up on the floor, and even though you scrape off, you know, whatever you can, but you pick up whatever you can, but by the time you get there, it's there's no remedy other than to wash it. And it's a very contained area. It's not all over. It's just one small area. So there are some posts can say that is okay to wash, being careful not to do any squeezing. Now put some water down on it and maybe move it around with whatever it is, get something plastic, even if it's not an official floor cleaning item. You can improvise, use your imagination and creativity, and find something that would be effective, and to move the water around and get the floor in that spot a little clean, and then maybe use some. You could theoretically use shmatas. You can't use like good material, but you can use shmatas or paper towels and stuff to soak it up, and being careful not to squeeze any of it, just to soak it up without squeezing it. But that's, as I said, limited to a small area. Even that is controversial. Not everyone agrees it's okay to do that, but there's much more basis to rely on that, as I said, than there is to wash the entire floor. When it comes to carpeting, well, you certainly can wash a carpet on Shabbos. You probably don't do that on a very, regular basis anyway, but maybe some people do wash small areas of the carpet if it gets dirty. But washing the carpet is completely out of the question, or even putting water. You can't put any water on the carpet, that's completely out of the question on Shabbos. But even using a carpet sweeper, like a mechanical carpet sweeper, or even a broom to do a real sweeping of carpet is not okay for different reasons. It involves the melach of melabein, which means cleansing. And let's just leave it at that. Certainly if you use water, it would involve the melach of schita as well. And so cleaning a carpet is really not okay on Shabbos, except by if you wanted to bend down and pick up what's there, pick up the stuff that's easily retrievable by hand. But to clean it in any other way is really impractical and, not permitted on Shabbos. Okay, I think we will pause here for now, and wishing you all a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.